From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting. Ukraine, a top subject at a security conference in Munich. A three-day security conference drawing world leaders, diplomats, and defense officials has the Ukraine crisis high on the agenda. Talks between the leaders of Russia, France, and Germany on a Minsk peace initiative ended Saturday in Moscow without firm results. But a Russian spokesman said work on the plan to end the 10-month pro-Russian rebellion in eastern Ukraine is going forward. Earlier in the day, French President François Hollande said a French-German peace initiative currently under discussion is one of the last chances to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine. At the security conference, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden spoke, saying the United States wants a peaceful solution in Ukraine, but says the United States will help Kyiv defend itself against Russia if necessary.
So we will continue to provide Ukraine with security assistance, not to encourage war, but to allow Ukraine to defend itself.
Saturday was a third straight day Jordanian fighter jets struck Islamic State targets as the militants claim that a Jordanian airstrike killed an American hostage remain unconfirmed. At the U.S. State Department Friday, spokesperson Marie Harf was pressed on the issue.
We have said that there are a number of Americans being held overseas, including still by the Islamic State. I'm not going to get into further details than that. But I will say broadly that Secretary Kerry, our team in this building across the U.S. government are putting every effort behind finding any Americans being held overseas. Every intelligence tool, diplomatic tool, Secretary has reached out to over four dozen countries about Americans being held overseas writ large to try and bring these people home.
More on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S.-led coalition airstrikes against the Islamic State continued Saturday as the fate of that American aid worker being held by Islamic State remain unknown. The family of Kayla Mueller, the supposedly killed American hostage, released a statement Friday saying they were hopeful she is still alive. Their response came after the White House said it had seen no evidence to corroborate the militants' claim of her death. Four West African countries announced Saturday plans to join forces to help their neighbor Nigeria fight the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram. Delegates from Benin, Cameroon, Chad, Niger, and Nigeria revealed their plan at the end of 3 days of talks in Cameroon. Experts from the African Union and United Nations also participated. The plan calls for deploying 8,750 soldiers in the area next month, where Boko Haram is fast becoming a regional threat. Exact details on how the force would operate were not disclosed. News reports say North Korea has tested a new anti-ship cruise missile that can hit targets with ultra-precision. That's according to a state media report Saturday. The time and location of the test was not given, but media reports say the test was monitored by leader Kim Jong-un. The test comes before planned joint military drills by South Korea and the United States, which have drawn criticism from North Korea. Experts interviewed by news agencies say the cruise missile appears similar to a weapon built by Russia, which is capable skimming just a few meters above the sea and flying very quickly. Yemen's Gulf neighbors, the Six-Nation Gulf Cooperation Council, led by Sunni-ruled Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates, Saturday denounced the Shiite rebel takeover of the country as a coup. In addition to protests in several Yemeni cities, including the capital, Sana'a, a bomb exploded Saturday near the presidential palace, wounding at least three people. Rebel leader Abdel Malak al-Houthi defended the takeover in a speech Saturday, saying it filled a political vacuum and was in the interest of the Yemeni people. U.S. President Barack Obama says with the right policies, the U.S. economy can continue to grow to one where those who work hard can get ahead. In his weekly address Saturday, Mr. Obama said the $4 trillion spending proposal he sent to Congress Monday is built on middle-class economics.
It helps families afford child care, health care, college, paid leave at work, home ownership, and saving for retirement. And it could put thousands of dollars back into the pockets of a working family each year.
The president said he will work with anyone, Republican or Democrat, who's willing to give working families more security in a time of constant economic change. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.